The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen, I know you've been hearing about CBD now for a couple of years. Everybody's talking about CBD. They put CBD in water, CBD in drops. You can buy CBD at the grocery store, at the gas station. But if you're like me, you probably have a healthy dose of skepticism. And so you want a company that's reputable. You want to know what you're getting. You actually want to know that what they say is on the bottle is in it. And for many of you, you want to make sure that you're not getting THC, because a lot of these CBD companies are putting THC in their CBD, and it's having people come up testing positive for THC. Now, listen, I'm not against THC, but I also think that you deserve to know as a consumer if, in fact, the product that you're taking has it or not. And My Soul CBD triple lab checks every single batch just to ensure that their ingredients are free of THC. Not only that, they are 100% organic. I love their line of pet snacks. We've been giving those to Rocco. He's our 15 going on 16-year-old chocolate lab, and he's actually pretty peppy. And I attribute part of that, in part, to the relief that he's experienced from taking the My Soul CBD pet treats. I also attribute my increase in sleep to the sleepy gummies that I take, that we all take. Everybody in my household takes them before we go to bed. Listen, CBD is amazing because it helps to calibrate your central nervous system. And again, you don't have to worry about getting high. It's completely legal. It's all natural. Unfortunately, they don't currently ship to Canada. And as a listener to the show, you get 15% off automatically. You don't even have to enter a code. When you go to mysoulcbd.com/Shalene. Now, don't worry about it. That link is in our show notes. You can just click on it while you're listening. And if you don't do it now, you know you're going to forget. So just click on that link. It's mysoulcbd.com/Shalene. That link, while you're listening, you can just place your little order. You'll get 15% automatically. And I promise you will not regret it. You're going to love this stuff. They've got oil tinctures, capsules, or if you prefer, gummies. Again, it's mysoulcbd.com/Shalene.
What's up? Hey, welcome to this edition of the Shalene Show. It is Friday, Car Smart edition, but I am not recording this in the car. I'm recording this from the couch. So hopefully the audio is pretty decent, although it's different from when I'm in the studio. Studio episodes this week, we had a couple of good ones. We'll get to that in just a second. I guess because we're on the couch, just get comfy, maybe grab a cup of coffee, glass of water, whatever. Maybe it's an adult beverage, depending on what time you're listening. Let's do it. So this week's episodes, let's just start there. Monday, I did the episode that I recorded from the airport terminal leaving Las Vegas. And I talked about, you know, acknowledging when you're wrong and why it's so hard to be wrong, but why it's such a good skill to practice. And that just has continued to be a theme for me all week long. I got some great feedback on that episode. I hope you listened. And then on Wednesday, I did a moving meditation all around prosperity and improving your money mindset. And I just got awesome, awesome feedback. I mean, I don't know that everybody likes moving meditations, but if you do, I think that's a really powerful one to listen to on a regular basis. I got such great feedback in the Pod Squad. And then also, you know, we've got a special little like community area for Patreon members where they listen ad free, and just people loved it. You know, I don't know if it's, again, I don't know if everybody loves those moving meditations, but they're good to listen to on repeat, especially if it's something that you're working on. And so after that, people started recommending different topics for moving meditation. So if you want to suggest a topic for a moving meditation, like one of the topics was to do one related to body image. Another person suggested doing one just related to health. Another person suggested doing one related to sleep. And I thought, oh, that's a great idea. So I think I'll probably start with the sleep one first. But you guys let me know if there's a particular topic that you'd like to do a moving meditation on. I like doing those. Oh, so here's the thing. I talked last week about how, you know, there was like some negative feedback, whatever, in the pod squad. And so I feel a little guilty about how amazingly, I feel like it was like a eulogy this week in the pod squad. I felt like I was like, what's the word? Pandering for compliments or something, because you guys wrote the nicest things. And I was just like, and Kristen and I were like blown away at how complimentary and just a raving gratitude from you guys. And so I felt kind of guilty about it, but it also made me super happy. And I really do appreciate everyone who wrote something. You guys are amazing. So anyways, Monday's episode, you know, I talked about how I recommended this book and then how I heard from so many women in the Orthodox Jewish community saying, you know, in a really polite, kind, but impassioned way, why they wish I hadn't recommended that book. And it wasn't that people were like saying like, you know, how dare you or anything like that. They're just like, please understand why this is such a problematic book for our community. And I just want to say, like, I'm like literally obsessed with this whole topic and obsessed with understanding more about their community and other religions that kind of get a bad rap. And, you know, I think a lot of religions can get a bad rap, and that's sad, especially because, you know, there's fundamentalist groups, and then within those fundamentalist groups are even stranger, smaller sects, S-E-C-T, and then within that, then there's like particular families who've interpreted their own interpretation of the fundamentalist principles or laws or whatever you want to call it. And then that's kind of like, you know, those are the stories that get blown up out of proportion in many different religions. And they give the whole religion as a whole a bad name, or it will give like a fundamentalist group a bad name because you hear these like crazy stories in all religions. And so I've just been like, it's almost, I do these things where because of my ADHD, I guess, I go on these deep, deep, deep rabbit holes like this entire week. And then some has been devoted to understanding absolutely everything I can about the Orthodox Jewish community, the more modern interpretation of the Orthodox Jewish community, and then looking at other fundamentalist groups and different. It's just, it's all very fascinating to me. And here's what it's done. I love a week like this. I feel like I have had so much growth as a human being because of these conversations. And I would not have experienced this growth and had so much, like, it's really opened my mind and it's softened my heart and it's given me like a completely new perspective on things that in the past I would just kind of, I don't know, made sweeping assumptions about certain religions, you know what I mean? And it would not have happened, I just want to say this, if the women in that community had come at me in anger. And now some of them may have, because I get thousands of, you know, DMs a week, thousands and thousands. So I only saw like maybe a handful of them, but, and then that maybe that's just the way God works, but the handful of the messages that I did receive were educating me and not coming at me, but saying like, please take a moment to understand this perspective. Please let us explain. Like, and it was because I didn't feel like attacked that I was like, yeah, okay, I want to learn. I want to understand. And they also didn't say like, you're wrong. And no one was like disagreeing with the fact that I had a right to my own opinion. And I'm going to talk more. I think, I don't know if I'm going to talk more about this or not, because I don't even know if you guys find it interesting or not. But like, we went out to dinner last night as a family, and this was my topic. I just talked about this book, and I'm not going to mention the book because, and this is just my opinion, I don't think it deserves more attention. And I feel like I gave it attention. By calling attention to it, I could have unknowingly hurt a community. And I'm still entitled to my opinion, and my opinion is still, I'm not changing my opinion. My opinion is that many of the things I learned about the religion, I don't agree with, and I think could be harmful. I don't mean the religion. I mean the sect that she was raised in and how her family, her small sect, interpreted or practiced, I guess you could say, their religion. And it was shocking to me. And I said that, but again, as I read on in the book, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, something doesn't add up in this book. And this is someone's autobiography. Part of it is I wanted the story to be something other than what it was. I had hoped, you know, just like any book where you read a description of it and you're like, oh, that sounds like super exciting or interesting or whatever. And I believed that this book was a story about a woman who left a very insulated religious community, broke free, and then built this amazing business from scratch and, you know, just persevered, etc. But as I listen to the book, I'm like, this doesn't make sense to me. This doesn't add up. This is not what I thought the story was, but it is her story. And so I'm not detracting from that, but I also don't want to publicize it further because something doesn't seem right. And that's all I'm going to say. Something doesn't add up. And so when something doesn't add up as a whole, then you have to wonder if the first part of the book, even if what she describes was her own experience within her insulated community, if even that is accurate. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it calls the whole thing into question. So for that reason, oh, and also this Audible is 20 hours long. I'm not even joking. Like, I think presidents have shorter autobiographies. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. I've got my opinions. I'll probably talk a little bit about this on Patreon because I don't know. I just think that's where I should probably talk about it. Anyways, enough about that for now. The moral of the story is this. If you want to open someone's mind, be kind. If you want to soften someone's heart and have them see your side or hear your point of view, don't attack. Be intelligent, be kind, be empathetic. And that's what the messages that I read. And I want to thank those women because it was exciting this week to just like learn so much. I feel like I've learned so much. Anyways, enough about that, which is kind of weird because this was all happening while I was over in Vegas. Part of this was happening while I was in Vegas. What were you going to say, honey?
They have a word for it. It's
what?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
I don't know if you heard.
Don't judge a book by its first part of the book.
Yeah, Brett, I don't know if you guys could hear him. He said, it's called Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. And he said, or maybe it's Don't Judge a Book by the First Couple of Chapters, which is interesting because when I wrote my last book, I said, statistically speaking, people read the first three chapters of a book and then they say, I read the book. And then they recommend the book, but very few people read books all the way to the end. I usually do because of Audible. I don't know if I would if I had hard copies of every book, but every Audible, I take it to the end with very rare exception. Very rare exception. But anyways, this book is 20 freaking hours long. I mean, that's what a crazy commitment. And I'm listening to it while we're in Vegas, which is just like, you know, everything bad happens in Vegas. But we couldn't say this last Friday, but we flew over there for Sean T's surprise birthday party, which was super fun because it was a really small group and it was really intimate. And, you know, I mean, if you're a Patreon member, you already heard, like I did two back-to-back episodes. You guys got extra juice this last week, and I also posted up a video from behind the scenes. That was really fun. So if you are Patreon, jump in there so you don't fall behind. But it was a really good time. And part of it was because it was such a small group, because I was very tired, kind of emotionally and physically, not physically so much, but more so like, I don't know, mentally tired after coming off of Marketing Impact Academy, our new members, etc. And so I was just like, I don't know if I have the energy to, like, you know what I mean? Like, be on, if you will, which you sometimes feel like you have to be if there's like a big crowd of people. But it was super small and super fun. And I loved it. And Brett and I were super glad that we got to get away for a little adventure. I came home and my mom said, guess what? I said, what? She said, I am now a Zumba instructor. So she's 73, 74 years old and just got Zumba certified. So, you know, you got to keep living and keep growing. And if my mom isn't a great example of that, I don't know what is. Now she's trying to get her own classes. She says she's never been in better shape at 74. I freaking love it. So what are you waiting for? Like, you need to just go for it. You got to keep living. You got to set goals for yourself. You have to continue to grow. If you're not growing, you're dying. I don't mean to sound like a cliche, but I really do want you to think about some things that would push you, make you feel like, all right, this is a challenge. This is something new and I can do it. Regardless of your age, regardless of what you think your shortcomings are, the obstacles that are standing in your way, like, you need to start living life right now. And that's what I'm inspired to do. I was sent an early copy of one of my friend's books. It's called The Anti-Time Management Book. And when I got it, I was like, oh, another time management book? Really? All right. Well, this is a friend of mine. He lives a pretty crazy, cool, unbelievable life. He's an amazing entrepreneur. And so I'm going to read the book. But I didn't read the book because I don't read books. I do Audible. But he hadn't done the Audible version of it yet. So I bought this app. I'm going to look it up real quick. It's called Speechify. Yeah, it's called Speechify. And you can use a Speechify app to basically read anything, but it's so much better than, like, you know, Siri reading it for you, because you can pick the person's voice. You can speed it up, slow it down. You can read Google Docs. You can read text messages. You can read. So I uploaded his, you know, early copy of the book that he sent to me as a PDF, loaded it into Speechify. And I just was so inspired. So inspired. And the episode showed up on Build Your Tribe this week on Thursday, if you want to listen. But I can't wait for this book to come out, because it really got me pumped up to just stop waiting until the what if, or waiting until when this happens, I'll do this. You know, like, we do this so often. When the kids are gone, we'll do this. After the weddings, we'll do this. After we do this with our business, we'll do that. After we save this amount of money, you know, we all do this. But he's had some crazy experiences, including the loss of his son, including near loss of his second son, the near loss of his wife, like these moments where he and his wife, Natalie, just decided, like, we can't say what if, or we'll do this when. We need to start living our lives, like, right now. And because of technology, you can do that. Like, I don't care if you work for somebody else. In most instances, you can figure out a way to go remote, to just do so many cool things that we never did before. And it's time. Like, why waste another day thinking about what you want to do in the future? Like, start doing it right now. Anyways, the book is super duper powerful and it got me super motivated. And yeah, Brett and I are going to do some meeting this week and talking about our, you know, we've got a couple, more than a couple, let's see, I don't know, 4 or 5 different business centers. And this week we really decided, like, you know, we need to streamline some things because life is too short and we want to start really doing more crazy adventures. And part of what we did last weekend, there were some crazy adventures that happened in there that we weren't anticipating. And we had so much fun. And I just think, like, this week, like, I had so much fun, like, expanding my mind. And then going on that adventure, and then just thinking about my mom getting Zumba instructor certified, and just really realizing, like, it's the time is now. So I hope that you'll take that message to heart and think about some things that you have been putting off or thinking that you're going to do when fill in the blank, and just ask yourself, why can't we start doing that now in some way? And, like, put that plan in place. Start taking action today. That's my mantra for the week. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you. Maybe it's not a big deal to you, but it's a really big deal to me. We think our master bathroom remodel officially tomorrow will be 99.9% done. Fred's laughing. It's only been 5.5 months. It looks freaking amazing, if I do say so myself. And it looks as though we should be able to move back into our bathroom this weekend. Hallelujah. Because I pee in the middle of the night every night. I'm so sorry if that's TMI. But like, it's a really big deal now that I'm going to be able to just like walk into my own bathroom and not to have to head down the hallway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big deal. I'm going to get an even better sleep score. My sleep score is going to be through the roof. That's another thing. I slept 9 hours. What day was that? Tuesday or Wednesday? 9 hours. What? I don't think I've done that since college. I guess I was really tired. I'm telling you, sometimes when your brain is working overtime, it can really wipe you out. And that's what's been going the last 2 weeks. I've just been having to think too much. So anyways, my sleep score, I'm excited about my sleep score going through the roof. I track it with my little Aura ring. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to tell you. Because of my Aura ring, I wore these super high heels when we were in Las Vegas. And you know, I don't know if you've ever been to Las Vegas, but you have to walk so far. My Aura ring said we had walked the equivalent of 13.1 miles in heels, y'all. In heels. You might think to yourself, well, that's your problem. If you're that much of an idiot that you're going to wear super duper high heels walking, what do you want me to wear? Flats? It ain't going to happen. My foot refuses to go in a flat. It just won't. It will not happen. So even a very, very comfortable shoe, I thought I was wearing a very, very comfortable 5-inch heel. But you know what? Nothing is comfortable after 13.5 miles. Even Brett was like, my feet hurt. I'm like, no. Don't talk to me about your feet hurt in your tennis shoes. No. Sometimes fashion is pain. But anyways, my feet are recovering. And I know it's self-inflicted. It's my own fault. I get it. I have had plantar fasciitis. I've struggled with it on and off for years. Mainly it's been off because I know how to get it under control. But I got to tell you, jumping rope has not been great for my plantar fasciitis. And I am working on really stretching and doing, trust me, you don't need to send me your recommendations. Your girl knows how to go on down a rabbit hole. And I studied plantar fasciitis for about 2 years. I know all the tricks and I've done them all. And yeah, I can keep it at bay. And I'm happy to say that here we are, maybe 3 or 4 days later after my night of high heels, and my plantar fasciitis is already better. So there's that. Yeah, so anyways, back in the bathroom, feet are good. I will post up some photos of this bathroom remodel. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty freaking cool. Like, I'm pretty excited about it. I don't know if you've seen anything like this. It's really different. It's really, really different. And some people aren't going to like it because it was really bright and white and light. And, you know, plus it's got an ocean view from our master bathroom. But it was like so bright. And I kind of like dark bathrooms. So it won't be everybody's taste. I'll post a picture of it to my Instagram stories on Friday night. Assuming that they're going to, if the finishing touches happen on Friday, I'll post up some pictures on my Instagram stories. All right. Listen, I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Kristen, Chalene's podcast manager. Look at you. You made it all the way to the end. That's awesome. If you loved this episode, which I'm sure you did, why don't you go leave Chalene a review? She would love to know which episode it was and why you liked it. What hit home with you? Chalene literally reads every single review. She loves hearing your feedback, and she uses your comments and your ideas for future episodes. So go leave a review, and while you're at it, could you check to make sure you're subscribed? That way you will never miss a single episode of The Chalene Show, which we release on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, every single week. Now, if you need a little bit more podcasting to fill up your time on Tuesdays and Thursdays, did you know that Chalene has another podcast that she co-hosts with her son, Brock? Yep, she does. It's called Build Your Tribe. And that podcast is all about business and marketing, but also devoted to helping you make more money so you can live more life. If you need Shalene all the time and you're the ultimate lifer, then you have got to check out The Shalene Show on Patreon. Shalene is so personal. She spills the tea on everything that she can't on her regular podcast. And you also get bread. Completely unedited, unfiltered, and hilariously confident about everything. You can find it at patreon.com/The Shalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. And remember, anything that we reference in this episode, including the links to our show sponsors and links to the other podcasts, can be found in the show notes below.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.